this expansion of network. That's a 25-cell super RFPV. FPV, that's an indicator of shared latency. That can be shared latency, that's avoidable. The common glory is that okay, you mentioned that Koyanin, but the gospel of the being the two problem. The coin is the avoider of the being the two problem. More of a gimel, more of an air, and a doubt, but like I said, even that's a gimel. So, what does it mean to chodom? What does it mean to redeem the chodom? So, this is fact that goes down by Sime Kedem from the Rishon Meshir, and Babasso, and that's from Alpha and Alpha. Over there it says that we had 50 Talmudim, that there were 50 Talmudim in the class, you should have two of eight. If 25 Talmudim, you should have one of eight. If you have 40 Talmudim, how many rebates do you need? The Gemara says, Masimu Rish Dokno. Put on top of them, they reach on top of them for Dokno. I should explain in the system. But what do you call it in the system? This was later called Levim Beduchanam. Why is Levim there in the system? They wash their hands by handing it through the shiur of his mother, Chaim Zidha Vaito. And the system is for the cabin. Therefore, they call Levim Beduchanam. That's one mahalak. He was shot another mahalak. It's the Zidus, the Parakbeis, the Mishnah Bar. It says over there that when the Beis Mikdash was built, first when you enter the Beis Mikdash, there's as a Tnoshim. Then there's a Shai Niknor that, and then afterwards, they start the Shai Niknor with the Ezra Yisrael. After the Ezra Yisrael, there were steps leading to Ezra's Kainim. Now, these steps, the Mishnah, they said, was they put upon a Duchon. The Duchon, like Skimon, they explained, then they put a platform on top of it. The Mishnah says, the Skimon might look so Chetzi Chetzi Amo. This platform has three steps of Chetzi Chetzi Amo. This is Duchon. And therefore, the Chetzi Yisrael, they explained, this was the Levium did their Shiva. They stood Shiva on the Duchon. And this is the main offer of the Shiva. Therefore, we say, Levium Duchon. What that means is, the Vim they would change Shira upon the Dukhan. That's what we're missing right now, as man of death. The Vim doing Shira on the Dukhan. In the Chutbah, when you say Vinu Vest Koinim and Sias Kefayim, you say Koinim going to be Dukhaning. And so, the Vim did not say that. But the Maestro says, Washing by a Koinim is also the word Dukhaning. So we can recall the inner concept of Dukhan by a Koinim. So that's the small fusion that I know. From this, the Maestro says, Omar Akash in the Tachan says, Pop Akas, Elisa Akka, Oki, Ami, the Dukhan. One time I went and asked my brother Ami, go to Dukhan. Actually, they said, Birchas Kainim. Tatum is a Kainim, and his brother is a Kainim. They wanted to go to Birchas Kainim. The question of the Dukhan is go down that way, sit in the Kupka Press. And by our Kainim, it's a Press, the Kol Kainim, the Knesset, the next one, Koimel, Alice, the Dukhan. All Kainim, the Knesset, that's the Oikri Regal, go to Dukhan. Put us down the way, also to the Pop. And the Tatum, they explained, that the word of Dukhanim should be oila on an instrument, on a platform. The word Dukhan, you look in the Arab, in Arab, Zaychen, explained it there, it's lost me small, it's an Arab word. So a word of instrument, of a platform, Dukhan means a platform, goes on that way by the Bosch of Pirogatim, that's an Arab word for a platform. And therefore we say the kind to go oila to Dukhan, meaning they should go oila upon a platform. So what shall it be? Do we need a platform? Do we need an instrument? Is the instrument ma'akim in the Birchas Koinim? So that is how in Tetzavot, it's involved, it's going down the Kappa Chaim says, that since the Chazal says the early Dukhan is going to Tetzavot, anyone who is misrashal, is lazy, and stands upon a karka, is mishami divei Chazal. The Chachiva of other person should go upon a platform. The Pidgot says, that's what the meaning is, to go onto the Aron HaKodesh, or you stand on the Aron HaKodesh, and then have a bit of a platform of an Tetzavot, that's called being early Dukhan. Now how tall does this Tetzavot have to be? You go to the place where you see these little wooden platforms, very small. How big does it have to be? So, says the Ishlavam, the Machato, about a night you spark them. It's not that it's correct to have three sparkles. Three sparkles is enough. The Chod is sorry, that's why. In the Beis Mikdash, they put on a Madregot with Chetzi Chetzi Amo. Chetzi Chetzi Amo, how much is that? An Amo is six sparkles. Chetzi Amo is three sparkles. Therefore, the Machato says it's not going to be upon three sparkles. He says, Ulay also maybe enough to be even less than three sparkles. He says, Aleph is an aliyah of the Siyamas. The aliyah that goes up a little bit is in fact an aliyah. And what does that mean? The postulum has to go up a little bit. That's why you have the chesel, the little wooden platforms, even though it's not a big platform, but it's an aliyah of the Siyamas. So, this Kachub is in the Oral 144. It kind of, that's where he put up the carpets for it. The carpets and the mats. And it's not me, that's also nickel in the head of the aliyah of the Siyamas. And it's in this Milo of the Gezekla mixture that he's going on to do for the platform. The Kachub is in the Taishu, so the Maitre, he says, that's what gets the car to put out a carpet that also built on the gather of the other Dukhan going on top of a platform. Now, on Yetzer Sarim Karka, the place where Abad Zayyah, Balachayim, Yalimur, the Kavadah, Chalfez, that's what we show already, the Chinuch and Shinah, Yetzer says, is Manuzer, the Minigi, is to stand on the Karka, and that's onto the platform. Go down that way, the Abad, the Rish Ramad Zayn, then Eichan, Yisna Ma'akim. And the Maitre is still the place of Matayim, the Chashan Awad, the Maitre says, the place it says to be Oilu Dufon, it's a mitzvah in the Mokra, the person should be Oilu upon a platform. Whether it's Arapayish or the steps of Arapayish, but the person should be Oilu. However, the Chashan doesn't endorse Maitre, if one person is Oilu already, all the other kinds of Maitre Oilu, there is no even means Hasidus to be Oilu anymore. Therefore, the Maitre Shiva Smear, when they go on Arapayish, there are a lot of people over there, some people get our pleasure, some people get the death. You understand, these kinds of no means Chassidus anymore. The only time they know on the benches is by Yom Yerushalayim, all the counts stand on the benches. So everyone's being Oilu. But of course, in the week, or on Shabbos, and that's when the benches only stand in front, then the Chashan Islam, there is no more even a means Chassidus. And that's in the Gerth, where Dukin comes from, why the Levians call Dukinim, because Koinim calls them too. A lot of the different Koinim, there are different aspects of themselves, there's basically four different places, the Gerth, the Koinim, again, to a lady, and with that is also a Bukhara, means to the labor works of the hands, if there's no lady around. The six passes says Levine took over for the Bukhara, says the Shabrua, since the Maitre, they won for the Bukhara, that some Kedusha to them. Right now, they still have Tzad Kedusha, and the Bukhara to wash the hands of a lady if the lady is not there. So we find there's one in the Bukhara, there's one only on the lady, there's also in the of Yisrael, also there's a lot in the Gerd to the slave people. That's four different things you have to start in the Elk of Berk of Kainim. And the body gets discharged during the week and during Yom Kippur, the body is Oilu. So, because six now, the Ikka is a lot of Negev to a Yisrael, and also more than against the week, and I get involved with singing the Sukkim, the body is Oilu. What? The Indian Vedic Spangam, the Vedic one of Pagmitis, everyone counts it, saying that Snai, the Snai, the Baha'i, Rafa, the Kinder, the Kareem, all count one of Pagmitis, this man is there, this is not taking the place of my master and say that the relation has been the right. That's the gate of the coin. What about Yisrael? Yisrael has a key or mitzvah of Vedic Spangam. So the same information. He writes in Perikin Beis that Mitzvah say the Vorach Chayim as Yisrael, Mitzvah say the Chayim to give a Vorach to Yisrael, like it says in the next parasha, Shnema Chayim to Vorach to make Yisrael. Yisrael are in the Ponim of Negev Nei Akanim, and we have to be in Ponim of Negev Ponim. Yishtika quietly, Umchavon and Libo the Kabbal for Yerchotam, you have to have your heart, Umchavon and Kabbal the Vorach, Kibbar Hashem, Hei Nami Bukhala Mitzvah. Also, Yisrael is Nichol in the Mitzvah of Vikas Chayim. Just like there's a mitzvah upon the claim to give you a bracha, there's a mitzvah upon you to make the bracha. That's the wisdom of the Kareem. How far? The Ahlah and Ksubis on Chabdal Bafei says that the Gemara that says when a Yisrael is Eilu to give you one, he's Mevatel and Asay. He's been one Asay. So the sound is exactly which Asay is being Mevatel. Says Ahlah, when a claim goes to Eilu to give one, he's not facing one of the claim, he's side by side to the claim. Backside is side by side. Therefore, he's not nifl on the bracha anymore. So what is it that is the Oyver? His Oyver is the battle mitzvah saving Mekabal and Racha. That's the answer. A person that hears Mekabal upon the Racha, that in fact is enough from upon the battle of Racha, the battle mitzvah say of being Mekabal and Racha. So again we have Tzaflot and said the Kreishim and said now the mitzvah there is fine and is on the Kreishim. The mitzvah also that came not in Kabal mitzvah, they saw also nickel in this mitzvah of Bichas Kreishim. Not that the Kreishim also, some say the Shumas in the Chavay says the Kreishim Shito, the Great Society says it's the highest sheet of the South Shoot of Rock and Trivers, things right, the Zoya all the way, Dr. Yusuf says the Union all the way, some say it's the Rain all the way. They begin to come and turn the whole mice this way, that Mamash Nichol be solved in the Mitzvah. And that's when the Bush arrived at the end of Midas, the beam down from, sorry, the end of Plummet, the beam down from the Ben of the Manal, the same with Soyuz, that person would not have kind of seen all of this, but coined him in a place where I found the coin cannot do the Rock, and the Mavash of the Essen, the Mitzvah is afraid. And therefore, Malacha is going down away from Chaim. The first day, Malacha is going to be from Chaim. The first day, Malacha is going to be from Chaim. Shai Chuba, the first thing, brings it down. Kibbega brings it down. The Moshe Chuba goes to Pashas this way. Dai Lightning Chuba goes with this mouth. And Chaim brings it down. The first thing, the Ikkas do bring down this same Kledim. And the Moshe Chuba is in the right, so that Yisrael also, he not be because Mitzvah of Ikkas Kledim, the key is put upon Yisrael also. Bechiv HaMikoyim is only when you, Bechiv the Reis HaMikoyim is only when you call them out to say Kehanim to Bechiv the Reis. So that means once you say Kehanim to HaMikoyim, then Bechiv the Reis upon them, then you also have a Bechiv the Reis. So if they don't say Kehanim, you don't call out Machiv HaMikoyim, there's no Bechiv put upon you. Bechiv are put upon you once you hear them call out Kehanim. Now that is what my house, Bechiv the Reis, Mamash on Yisrael. Yet all our folk in Sunni disagree, and I kind of, that's not the story of Tansoy, but true, Kutsamatayim says, great place to disagree, so there is no key at all, there's no mitzvah upon our soul to get rough of. And the original Sukkot, that's on our base, says no key upon your soul. And the Sukkot, Mitzvah's Chinuch, and that's how Hashem, the Gosh Sag, says, the original is being Chinuch on the Freedom. And then right around the world that way, the same with our Abbas, shall feel a big damn that has this August on the same Freedom, says we don't do that all that way. Might the art be sorry to the story, do we hold like the Freedom, or do we hold like the Mitzvah? The Mitzvah says there is no Mitzvah, and the Freedom says there is a Mitzvah. Now some do want to make a pshar out of it, so Shulf wants that even the Freedom agrees to the Mitzvah, when he says, hey, Nami B'chal HaMitzvah is Lav Dafka, this means that first, that he walks away from the Bracha, it's Kilo, he's been fighting for the Bracha, the Bitzvahu, and joy together with Yish. Ravadi is no Chiyam Mavish upon his soul. Not about the Devar Ram and the Chelik Avram, the Chelik Aleph and Simulam Aleph, and once kind of, there is a mitzvah on Yisrael, there's no chiv b'choiz after it, not saying that chiv has a chiv b'choiz after it, but in different ways make it not to Machloikis. Vekir is Machloikis among the Rishonim and the Pariskim, and so the Shibubim did down Halacha, and the Vekir the Pariskim is a whole part of the Pariskis, the derives of the Shita of the Chayim Eflami, the Chiyah upon the Yisrael, he himself, to hear Vekir Tzvayim. But with this Hagdama, will go to different shells among the Yisrael. Again, this is Chayim Shita, that there's a mitzvah upon the Yisrael, he himself, to hear the inner Vekir Tzvayim. Not in the order of Shukhanah, it's in the Kut Chafes, that's the Simon of Vekir Tzvayim. And here's what simply Yisrael has to do. Again, the first of all, in the Zev'alot, is that Yisrael cannot be Oile Duchamim. He cannot do Vekir Tzvayim. Either again, for the reason of law, because he's been Mavat and Mitzvah say that he has the Kabbalah of Rafa, the Maisi is not the Kabbalah of Rafa, or how big the place moment is the he's saying the shame to my Vatala. But he's the shame of Shah, he can say Rafa, he's saying Rafa, Mavat is the shame. So I can tell exactly when this Issa does apply. Now the Kaya, if he is all, is not being able to be doing and the only kind of go do it, go ahead and go do it. Next law again, we saw the Sith Gimel, is the Mechabit brings out that after the Gimel Pesukim, the Gimel Brachas, after the Yerecha, Yor, and Yisrael, you have to say the word Amen. You have to say the word Amen. Now, how far is the Chiv to say Amen? So the two Mekoris, the Mechayim, Ashtag, the Chiv Amen. One is the Mabit, in the Kir Sefer, in the Tefila Perkidalus, he says the Chiv Amen is the Chiv Derech Mamash. Why? He tells any time the Mitzvah, the Reisah, like Berech the Torah, like Berech the Amen, the Berech the Samazim, who then the Amen is the Chiv Derechah. Therefore, he writes by Berech HaTzvayim, since the Berech HaTzvayim is the Chi of the Reisah, who did the Amen the Chi of upon him say the Reisah? That means the person does not say Amen, is the Vata Mitzvah say the Reisah, saying the word Amen.
So,
whatever,
Chayitavarku.
Someone said he's Mamashol like the Chayitav. Nearly that Mukha, because Berech HaTzvayim, my Amen, for the fact, was Berech HaTzvayim. Shumach once said he was the same thing in the Chayitav. But why that even he doesn't know how to raise the Kareem? Look what I put in the Kareem. The Moshe Tshuva Nachan Kalbeis Simuch of Alas says, Amen is my Akim of Birchus, the Bracha of the Birchus Kareem. You don't say Amen, you Mavat from Mitzvah say. According to Akhlan, Mavat from Mitzvah say, if you don't hear it. According to Moshe, the word Amen is written in the same Akim. Why? The word Amen is what? The Baal Sabar. Amen means I believe I'm a Kabbal upon myself. You say Amen, you've been a Kabbal. You don't say Amen, you've been my Akim, Mamash of Bracha. And that is Mavat from Mitzvah say, Yelchi and Mamash the Reis and say the word Amen. But on that way, also Chuvah Nahagas, he has different Chuvahs about it. But Moshe Dippo says in the Arachan Kalidal, let's say you are an Ol Shemon Esrei, and you cannot say Amen, because it can be Mastik in Ol Shemon Esrei. Then he says, right now you're before Shemon Esrei, and you know, they can say, because kind of love you Shemon Esrei, it's also for you to start Shemon Esrei. Since you have a key to say Amen, and Amen is Ma'akim, then he says, you're right now, by so you're resolved, you wait. You cannot say, you cannot start Shemon Esrei. Because since to be a Moshe Menasseh, you cannot say Amen, and Amen Ma'akev, you cannot start Shemon Esrei. Rosh Tumach in Chalik Aleph and Simdon Aleph, he is Moshe, she was on August, that says, just like, since the Amen is a Kabbalah of the Wisdom of Kahanim, it's a Chilk of the Bracha Mamish, and whatever the Din of the Kohen has, the Moshe of the Kohen has said, the Kol Rav, they have said, in the Kol Beinani, he can say Balakash, who didn't you say also, he has said Amen, he can say quietly, he will say quietly, he says, sir, he has said the Kol Rav, it's Mamish, how far, if someone takes it, not just the Bracha put upon you, but the Bracha, Chilik of the Kohen, and if it's like a Kohen that says, the Kol Beinani,
Who did you also? People say, oh my God, it's awesome, about the mitzvah study, and you're saying it's a kolom. Therefore, let's say you're a shvektiver, and you are now, you're being makro, because you're bracha Hashem yishmerecha, do you say amen or not? So there, by the three psukim, mishvur paskin, the sekon ayin aleph, you have to say amen. Why? It's not so hectic, it's a chiyah put upon you, and you'll be mekabel bracha, you have a chiyah mamash, say amen, and Moshe goes through it also. Now the bracha before him, of Hashem, you shouldn't be mitzvah, so this is one of the, if you say the word amen, makhon is chayah upon it, and the place in paskin cannot say amen, mishvur is makhon, and Moshe is a pillow upon the times, and the maitha, even though the tribal do say it, the maitha, the b'nai Ashkenaz, do not say amen, Hashem, yishonim. They only say amen, if you receive tibur to the three psukim. Why? Because again, according to Moshe and the phrase, it's mamash achi and gomor, and it's marking in the mitzvah itself. Let's say you know Shmona Atzeret. Again, you can't say amen, because you're not a Gnostic. What do? You keep quiet, stand there, be quiet, and you have to hear to listen to the Bechus Koinim. Well, no, you can go on by and say whatever you want. So Moshe, again in Shuvah, in Archaim, in Chalakei, he said in Chof, Chof Gimel, he says, there's a chiv, keep quiet. True, you cannot say Omeh, you're Maisi and Oynis. Once you're Oynis, you are Nichol in the Bracha, and you would get a Bracha. But Maisi, you have to stand and be quiet, and you have the Mekabel upon you, this Bracha. In Lisa Shlomo, the Shuvah, the Shuvah, the Shuvah, the Shuvah, also you have to stand there and be quiet. But Shlomo, he had the Shuvah, the Shuvah, the Shuvah, the Gimel. One time he's noted that he should stand there quiet. And the end of the Gimel, the kid, he, at the end, he said, and look, the other Kamar Ovid, the other Kamar Ovid. If it's not mafriya you, you're Shmona Esrei, if it's not mafriya you, he says just keep going. If it's not mafriya, usually it's not mafriya person. If not, he says, of the Kamar, and over there, the Omer, who examines him in his days, also says you have a right to Gnostic. Or if you have the Omer, you have a right, which Tumul says also, of the Kamar, before you should go like a Moshe, which Shmona Zalman, and you should stand there and be quiet and listen to the Bechus Koinim, even though you cannot say Omer to it. Now, let's say a person is davening together with Shas, he stops together with him and goes mil v'milah, goes through the whole Shai Shem Esrei, and he gets the Sim Shalom. Over there, Meister, what should he do? Over there, can he say Omen or not? Or can he keep quiet or not? First, Sheva Levi, he'll give him something as well, says to keep quiet, and you listen to whatever the Koinim say to the Bracha. But can you say Omen over there? There are those who are Taina, there are the Shiyan, and Sheva Levi, the Oymen from Zion, and the Oymen from Chelkid Allah. They kind of since then the mock in the place of the Bechus Koinim, and even the Koinim itself is only the deep spoken, who didn't, you who were saying you own the fine silence, Shmona Esrei, the Maisa, since this is the Makor right now to the Bechus Koinim, you have a right, and you have a Chiyah Mahmish to say, Omein, the deep spoken of Bechus Koinim. Omein, Ma'akin, it's not a Hesek right now, this is the Makor of the Bechus Koinim, and Chiyah Mahmish to say, Omein, the deep spoken of Bechus Koinim, not the Omein of Ashek, the Shalom, the Sons of Shimonu, but the deep spoken of Bechus Koinim. That's the kind of. They were shocked in the car, they bring it down from Ben Avram and the Rambam, a Rishon Levi, and the Rekach brings it down this way. They say, Omein, before Sim Shalom. Seems that Moshe Tshuva disagrees in our Chayim Chaludal. Over there he says that you cannot start Shema Esrei unless you know that you can finish Shema Esrei for the time of the Tzias Kepayim. Why finish Shema Esrei for it? He said you get the Sim Shalom. Sounds like the Moshe will be Mamatah to finish the Gamri. And you cannot say, Omein, even by Sim Shalom. In Shalom Ziyad, in Chalabez, in Parakyot, Kamsnyevsky says that yes, you have a choice. Either to say Sim Shalom to finish it off quickly, and get the Yulu Rasim, and say Sim Shalom by the time when the Koyin says Bracha, or no, you wait by Sim Shalom, and Echami, you hear the Bracha, and hear the Bechus Koinim, the Pupes Lokim. So in Kamsnyevsky, no, say Sim Shalom, but there's not the Bracha. Therefore, you can say Amen afterwards. You say Amen to the Pupes Lokim. That means also before Chag Nesli Yod, you cannot say Omen before the Sim Shalom. You should say Sim Shalom during the Bracha of the Koin itself, the Ashek Yishanu, and then you finish it off Sim Shalom and listen to the Sim Shalom of the Bechus Koinim. But for the Maestro, the Maestro that way, the Maestro, they do have a Makar from Yishanu, where they've been at Rome and the Rambam, the other Koinim, they've all been Makar, but for the before you have right to Maestro, you can say Omen, Omen, the three words Omen, the Maestro, you have been at Rome and the Rambam, the Rishon already. Now, let's say a person is meant to Kriya Shema. Smell Kriya Shema. You also again, you ask the three omens, the psukim, and not the Rabbah Shek, the Shema. You say three omens. So there, the Maestro, the place you say, Sayyid, the Shalash Rav, Khamsnevsky, Sayyid, Chulk, and Hokus, the Shalash Rav, and Khalakum, and Sayyid, Moshe, and Arkhan, and Khalidal, they kind of, you do say omens. In Kriya Shema, the Maestro, you say omens, it's Khiv, it's Ma'akir, you have to say omens, doing the Bechus Kriya Shema. So, however, the Rabbah Shek, the Shema, you did not say omens to that Rabbah. The Psalm afterwards, you say, so, the Isha Yisrael and the Peskei Tshuva, they say, however, unless you bein aprokim in a Konami, you can say Amen to the Bracha, the first, the Bracha Rishonah to the Koyin, because that's when you can say a lot of Amen, that you can't say Amen to. Now, a person getting damage from an essay, he's asking you lots of, he's before a kind of sir, what is over there? David Moshe says, because the place can agree. Again, you say the three amen to the psukim. However, not the bracha we showed Hashem Lishanu. Again, to the three amen, the same point, all four coming from the creation, the concept, the chi is mamash upon himself, the mitzvah, the amen is ma'akir, the amen is kabbalah, and therefore we see common times, first the mamash has to say the word amen to mekabal upon himself, the mitzvah. Next halacha in the Sukkot Ches, in the Gerei to Yisrael, is the din that the tzibah, when they do say amen, they cannot say amen until they finish the words of the, until you finish saying the words of the Kohen. Meaning, he says, Yerecha Hashem, Yishmerecha, you cannot say the word amen until the word Yishmerecha is finished. Why? As Mishnah Berurah explains, because the Shittasai, the chiv upon the ask to hear all the whole time bracha. He writes the chiv, why? Before he goes with creating, the chiv for you to hear the whole time bracha. If you're missing one eighth or one syllable of bracha, before the son of the bracha, and you're found in the last of the say, therefore, the only time you should say amen, and before you have a last time also, you have 10 kanim, maybe not about to say, before the best thing you say amen, after all the kanim, and you get all the brachas put upon you. You say amen, before the one kind you didn't finish the word Yeshua, before you won't get at least his bracha, because ma'akim, his bracha, you're not getting the whole entire word. The next also, again, so, is in Sif Chavez, is the halacha is that the makor, the one who calls out, should be in Yisrael. Should be Yisrael. The woman says Yerecha, and the Christ says Apples Yerecha, the one says Hashem, should be Yisrael. Now, Negeya to the main Ashkenaz, is the one who's being a makro is not the same person, the one who's makro is a chazan. Therefore, since the chazan says Mishabura, the Hakila, the one who should be makro, is the one who should be a chazan is Yisrael, and the Hakila, according should not be a chazan, should not be a Shrek Tzibur. Some of the reason people are making them, I'm sure why, but it says the Mishabura, the Mechabit, they got the Hakila, according should not be a Shrek Tzibur. Next halacha in Sif Chagimel is the halacha of being mistakel. A person should not be mistakel upon a coin when he does Bechas Koinim. The wind should not be mistakel from the time he turns around or from the bracha. In Shemus Rav, Kazneski says from the bracha. When he starts Baruch Atah, he cannot be mistakel upon a coin. And what is the reason? The Mishmura says the reason of a status is of the inner of Hesach Adas. The mistakel, we steer at a coin, we must see a staff from the bracha, and the son of Hesach Adas. That means, explains to Mishmura, if the mistakel not means just to look. It means it's stacking to Ruba, looking a lot, hearing, economic that's it. Says Mr. Shabura, we hear about Alma, looking a little bit, or something you happen to see, economic that's water. The whole time is about Hezekiah. Therefore, the issue is a stacking to Ruba, hearing a lot, that's the issue. And more than that, we hear about Alma's water. However, he is moistened that the Zman based on Mikdash knew that it's even we hear about Alma, after Shina was the part of the hidden claim. Therefore, this man is dead, the minig is not to even do it. Re'i Abba Alma, why is Zeichel Mikdash? Minig is not to look at all how Zeichel Mikdash, and therefore, the kind of, therefore we don't look at Zeichel Mikdash, even Re'i Abba Alma, but again, because in the Issa is Zachlus, it's in of his Zachlus.
Every time you have a good one, you're
a rock on that part. Not, first thing you're like, you should hear every rock, and you hear the whole word, you shouldn't be Isaac and all things.
Yeah, okay.
A person cannot be mistakel as Hezekadas. The Poshut, the person, the Moshe, the Lord, the Rebbe, the says the Peskin, the Shukinas Gedela, the Abichotosh, the Hezekim exam, that do Shemek of Hezekadas, that's also Gomer. Just like you can't mistakel as Hezekadas, a Vatel is not someone Hezekadas, or the Dabas, the Zimra, or the other Tzilin, during the Rebbe's Kainim, is a Vatel son of Hezekadas. Now, how far do you take this Gedra of Hezekadas? To understand it, we'll take a coin first. Let's say a coin says, Rebbe Hashem, and we Zabi Yishmerecha. He left that one word, the whole entire Birkas Kohenim. Was it about the Mitzvah say? Was it over Issa Baltikra? What's our law? So we say by Birkas Kohenim, the claim before he says Bracha, he says that he wrote Sinai Bakosh from Hashem, that it should be a Bracha Shleimah. The complete Bracha should not be a Mitzvah. Why do we say a Bracha Shleimah? Since when do we ask for Bracha to be a Bracha Shleimah? Since the Vinyan Shleimah, the Shuvah, and Semenyot, things happen with Bracha and his masking, that Moshe, we see by Yom Kippur, that we say the Kohen when he does the Hazar, my promise, he says Achas, 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 Shtayim, should not make a mistake. He makes a mistake on one. If I mean, the whole Tariya of Ma'akama, the whole Tariya of Hazar is not Makani Mitzvah. This was in the Vinu Shmuel. Who did Mabekas Koin? If you miss that one word, and since the Ma'akam there, one bracha, the two steps, the Ma'akam there, the Vatu, the whole Tariya of Mabekas Koin. And the Ma'akam, the only Vatu, the Mitzvah said, the Oida is the right about Tigro. Why? Because Ma'akam, you're supposed to give these two Sukkim, you only said two of them, the Oida is the right about Tigro by Koin. Therefore, the Koin makes a bracha. If I call there should be a bracha shleima, and should not be mitzvah, I say everything works, should not be mitzvah, the Oida is the right about Tigro. This one is, Shai Zelitsky to the Imagus Kiddush, go down the Seif, you see it's Gafayim, could find the Seif, but go down from there to Seif Al-Fiyah Torah. Any time, let's say, you're going to a shul, and the middle of the earth is you walk in the middle, Maisik, you only hear half the brothers. You only hear half the brothers, you're not going to hear all three brothers. One time, you're going to write about Tigro. If a people, when they pass by, let's say, Shtibo, when they see the earth is the middle of it, people stop and listen. Or they enter, they go inside. You want the time, though. Not only do you not give the whole three brothers, the whole entire three brothers, you only got two or half of it. Before a person should not walk into shul and should not have a mind to the kind of mitzvah, even getting half a bracha. You might get kiddushin text from this Bimun Shmuel. What should a person do with a mindset if he doesn't want to walk into a shul and get something when it's Bechus Koinim, it's Mil Bechus Koinim, so you should have a mind not to be kind of the mitzvah of Kodesh the Baruch Hu, and it won't be a mal, it's about Tikkur, he has more not to be kind of mitzvah, but Kavod not to be kind of mitzvah. Mindset, that's why it takes this Indian, that you're it's about tikkun, you should not walk into shul, and not like, again, my arm seems to be, they see Birch Koinim, they stop right away. If you have people Birch Koinim, if not, but Birch Koinim, maybe you have a problem. Just like the Koinim is about tikkun, you in the midst of the family yourself the same way. Kiddush. In the Lichish Lemon, Trilon, Kayakir, from the Dhamma, it says, therefore, a person, if he's strong, if he does not hear it, Kuroi, the Brocha, he does not hear the word, if he rests about Kuroi, he must still think, Mele Echnami, he's Mavatu, Mishah Saikon, the Koinim. Yeah, and the one back is ever there, or even if it's about Tikkun, that means you hear not the word Kuroi, you're dealing with an Isser, Mavat Mitzvah Say. So the subject of Inner Hesh Kadash, not here Kuroi. This is a Maitre. Let's say a person, he has Mavish, he's Messiah Das. He has no idea that even kind of a dying there, he's spacing out. Like some people do during the Shabbat, spacing out. So the Mavat Naka is only your Mavat Mitzvah Say for the Kraven, which again, when the Shabbat is down on Ocha, your Mavish Mavat Mitzvah Say, and you have to focus and say, in tune with Mamash the Bracha, the few stuff, if not in the Vatam Mitzvah saying, this will look better than this new. A way not to Messiah Das is if you point to it, it says the Sefer Yitzmach Yisrael, the Chaim Kniyevsky, that if not, if you always point to it, if you talk about Megillah over there, if you point to it, that's for sure not still Messiah Das, because if you always follow to it, that's not still Messiah Das. So you point to the word, the Vatam will be a concern of the Vatam Mitzvah saying. But might again, this Indian of being the staff of the Koin is one of the Indian of Messiah Das. Messiah Das, if you are Messiah Das, the Vatam of Mitzvah are saying. That's the Sattlus, the Maitre, a person is not the staff of the Lubo. Therefore, there's a minig in special chutzpah that a person has Koinim, they take the towel and cover over the head, or they even go further down, they mamash, they cover themselves. The Korb Essence is a Dr. Moshe, they said the minig of the Aitzenu, the minig of the Ashma, is to cover the head, and throw down the waist in the Shimagotim, the Taz, the Graz, and the Shimon is to go on Tanakh Bay, speaking down this minig, that the arms, those in light, are the minimum Sattlus to cover in Islam, even their own eyes. And it's all it seems people don't do it, maybe because every day, not convenient, I'm not sure. Most of the Irish are living that way, and people do it that way often, you know, most backwards. The next halacha is Sif Gimel and Sif Chavdalel. Talk about the halacha of a person that the opponent is connected to the from the source of the coin. His face has to face the face of the coin. And he's not facing the coin, he's not nipping the bracha, and again, if he's in the back of the coin, he's going to the Gemara does say, however, let's say you're an Oinus, on the Moshe, you're the Tzadar, in being Torah, being Oisik in Malacha, if not, you're an Oinus, you are Nichol in the Bracha. But if you're not an Oinus, you're starting in the Bracha itself. Now, what's mean in front of it? The Gemara says, if you're in front from any of the sides, even though the coin is in the middle, you're on the sides, then if not, you're Nichol in the Bracha. Most of the Gemara, not only that, if you're Mamash standing on the side of the coin, Mamash beside the coin, you're carrying the Bracha, you're Nichol in the Bracha. Only if you're behind the coin, your back is facing the back, if not, you're not nipple in the bracha. The Shavuot explains what a person should do. If the Maaseh is standing in front of the coin any place, he says his face should be facing this one. That's the Seder. However, if you're standing at the side of the coin, Mamish, you should turn your head and face the coin. Why? Because the whole reason for the coin is how people talk. If you are Mamish face, if you are side by side to the coin, if the coin is facing the Maaseh and your face is the Mizrach, no one speaks to each other, one facing this way, one facing that way, side by side. It doesn't happen that way. Therefore, Islam says we are lost in eternity faith, and eternity we're going to seek in that way. Faith in that way. However, Islam, what's in front of him? And Islam, if you're in front, you have your faith towards Mizrah.
You say
yes, can you have family, you have family. That's fine. More than one person can talk. He says, even let's say you are both by my side, and both of you are faith in marriage. What's faith in marriage? He kind of people talk that way. Once our people talk that way, once in Yeshiva, people think stand side by side, one to this and one that way, face by side by side. Sometimes people don't always talk, so they turn sideways. They talk straight. Therefore, the Bialos is the next Nami. Side by side by coin, both my best decision. That's why I'm not like him. That's why we start off in the beginning. He says, what is the issue of being a Yazor, being Ilah Lutukhan? Is why today one to be side by side is not something connected upon him. Comes time to disagree. He says, even if side by side, the both face straight, Islam gets to the problem upon him. But then there's the halakha of you should be upon him. Now, is there a milo to go, let's say you're on the side. Is there a milo, you're in Beit HaMikdash, you're always by the window, is there a milo to go always to front of the client, to stand in the client, be mamash upon him? Or no, I'm sorry, it's good enough. That's the Gemara says, that's good enough, Machaber, that's enough. Is there a milo standing in front of the client? So when Arshad Zabani was held out, he went down the cycle of mitzvah, went and stood mamash front of the Kohenim. Now from this on, Elias, as Arshad Zabani himself writes, because he actually couldn't hear that well, and he had to hear the words of the Kohenim, he mamash the mamash front, he wanted to hear the words of the Kohenim mamash. So in Shubat and Mamash, in the Shtub of the Kohenim Dalas, he kind of did the Milo. And he goes to the Shul, and Islami every time, by the Kohenim, he goes and stands the mamash right in front of them. And he says, where is the Makar? One Makar being done, it's the Minhage of the Samsaifa, and he himself stood in front of the Kohenim. Which that you can be doubtful and say, my sir, it could be that he was in front of like old Rosh Shivas. And he says, Islam went back, it can't be, he always stood in front of the Qadi. So the minute some cycle, it doesn't say that's fell off, or it's a Milo, it could be Islam, he stood there, because that's where he was standing. But it means not a Raya, he says the Benish Hai, it's a Sabah. Now, if it means the Oishi test, I don't see any Raya from there. If it means another one, I couldn't find another man, what we're talking about, I'm not sure where he's coming from in Benish Hai. He says, my sir, it's a Milo, and he himself does stand in front of it. Maisa, there is another Makar, Tosh Mila, in Tosh Nazar, in Oysi Kuf Lamites, although he says, if the Lach Kanan, how should they be standing? They stand spread out across the whole entire wall, not one in front of another. Why should be upon the connected upon the whole, he means, if not the one kind of the Lach, the other kind of the son of the upon the connected upon him. It means that across the wall, even the ones on the side, have upon the connected upon him. That's what he means, even though it does not mean that. So see the Tosh Mila held of this Mila. Now, besides these Makaris, let me talk to anyone else in place. Someone should have said this Milo, this Indian, you should stand Mamish, Pung Kang Pung, as the base borough, in Palam base, because the Kukman Hay says you don't find this Milo anywhere. And the Korah, up his borough, if not going down among the place, it be very strange to Shimish Mir, everyone starts combining going to the middle and be very hard, taking the right, it doesn't seem to be done that way. And let me talk to this Mahalak among the place, that there is a Milo to go Mamish in front of the Kang. Now what about, is there anything to go as close as possible to the Kohen, put him up on him? That if you're always back to Yeshiva, go put him up on him, how much spirit comes in? Some channel job, because they say, good time, yes, he doesn't know, there is no one here. No one here. Now let's take a middle Shmon Esrei, your own Shmon Esrei. And you're in front, you're back, you're in the front row, and the Kohen are in front of you. You have to really should move behind them. Now, we thought Shmon Esrei should not stop there. Who am I saying, you middle Shmon Esrei? Should you move in middle Shmon Esrei? But actually they have to go up. So, the emotion of Chaim Michal Dalit is really touching them out to remember the crying that right, a bad person has to move. A bad has to move. In our Chaim Michal, that's the same case. In our Chaim Michal Dalit, the Chuvin touching them the year before, also went to remember the crying, so they don't move. So no one's sort of here and so up here. My specific Chuvin, my success, we need to have an to look them up, but these times, in different acquaintance, every time you don't move. Move a lot, if they have sick, you need to have a couple of Rom and others, they might be don't move. And that seems to be the minute in front of the Shmon Esrei, he's not moving my head, even if he's in front of the client. So of course, I can stop in that situation. That's we shouldn't dive in there. You should dive in the be mamash, he's not going to own it. You should really dive in front of the cabin. Fine, so my head, that's one case. Another case, which is more common, is that even though you can fish Shmon Esrei in front of the Bechus Koinen, there's always some guy somewhere in the back of the Shmon Esrei diving in Shmon Esrei very long. And this stop, you can't move. Are you allowed to move? So let's say you're within Dalamas, not only in the back, you're within Dalamas. So, are you allowed to move and pass by a person who is no Shmon Esrei not? So, Shel Shad Chazineski says, you're an Oinus, and Echlami, Nech Mazal, and Echlami Dabu. True, the fact that Chazim are in front of you, and you never like to get a Masada, just like in the Saga, you're an Oinus, Torah, and Lassa, you're also, you never get an Oinus. Say the Dal Amish, or Trilog, he disagrees, he's like the Hustle, being a desire to, and he's kind of known for care, and Amish, or Days, He wants to say, no, you do it. Isha Yisrael, Pesach Tes, Ovin Gimel, he brings down to be Machmer. The different places he brings down, as far as the can or the can. So, Maitre, certain occupied passed by a person, even though the Mishnah brings it down from the Aliyahu, and the Zayah should not pass by the sign. The Maitre Mishnah brings itself to the Shat Chak, can make him pass by the sign. The Shulka Basta Mishkavei, because didn't get passed by a person on the sign. The Basta passed by the sign, the Basta, you should do that. However, it passed by Mamish in front. So, if you ask about exactly what a person should do. Next halacha is Sifat Dalet, is that the Chidu Shal Barzal is not a Hefzik. That means the Moshul, there's something kind of stuff in front of you, there's a Koyner comes to you, there's no Hefzik in the Chidu Shal Barzal. So the Chod Chayim in the Kutei Halacha, not in the Shavu, but in the Kutei Halacha, he says that after, if the Chidu Shal Barzal, is that you can see above it. Because if you don't pun upon it, you still you have to see. And the fact is that the Chidu Shal Barzal is good enough, that means it's below you, the Chidu is not a Hefzik, but you might still have to see the Koyner. That means the Moshul, you're dabbing in the Etz Noshim. Is mechita there? People say that it's kosher. According to Chavetz Chaim, if you cannot see through, there's no glass there, you can't see through any chnami, you're in maximum exit, you would have to go out of the kosher, go to the base menish of the main edge menish, like the Shiva Smear, you go to the left side down in the chocolate, and there's nothing, the big one to the left. If you cannot see the kanim, according to Bas, we still say, oh, if it's kind of.
What?
No, according to me, you cannot see. I mean, even Yeshiva, you're behind the pillar. Now, according to the way the Chavetz Chaim explains it, Yeshiva, Mamash, Beis Medrash, you're behind the pillar, you cannot see any of the Kanim, you know that you can see. If I'm in the Vatim, it's just there, you're going to however, I like all the Noshim of Kanim, there are an Noshim, how can they be there? My son, then they're following it. They have no other option. You have an option, go to Beis Medrash. They have no option. Ekonami, they're next on the Baruch Hu. You, according to Chavetz Chaim, Ekonami, the fact that you're in Noshim, it's a Bayat, you cannot see the Kanim. The King Tariq Rabbi Blight in the Chalakai and then in the Samyut, he says, therefore, also as Moshim should never be, someone as Moshim is in front of the Ghanim, in front of the Aram Kainish, he says, it shouldn't be that way, because you're making it sitting up in a way that the Ghanim are always going to have the back towards the as Moshim, and the son upon him. Another thing in the gate from Kohen to Yisrael is the din of standing of Amigo. The din is a coin, the Ghanim, but he has to stand. What about Yisrael? Does he have to stand or not? So they want kind of the Chavadas, the Rabbi Yisrael want kind of upon the Kohen. Be the Kohen that ain't not be just like the mitzvah upon the Kohen. Who didn't do the mitzvah upon the Yisrael? Just like the Kohen has to stand, who didn't the Yisrael has to stand? My Mishnah Gruen said, Kohen, the knowledge, if he's down to the Mokhazon, then no, a person has the right to sit. So if you the person has the right to sit, he goes and goes and says the minute is to stand, he brings it down from the Meirin, the Eshkol, and therefore the Mishnah, the minute is to stand, lust you, which person, and you do sit. Before this is an aura, the Chavchai started off with the creation, with the mitzvah put upon Chai Yisrael. Why the Chavchai did not have a Mogadram, why the person has the right to sit down? Chul answer is, that not every halacha that negates the coin is negates Yisrael. The marshal, the coin has to wash his hands. We don't see Yisrael wash the hands. The fact that they get the bracha put upon them, and then recover the bracha, does not mean they have to do every aspect of the coin. Therefore, even though a coin has to stand, does not mean Yisrael has to stand. Not totally dead there. Before we say that way, it means also knowledge of Shomov says that Kohen has to call Ram. Yisrael, he wants kind of, who didn't, Nifl of Rachel, Yisrael also has to do the call Ram. Maestro, we don't see people do the call Ram, people do it quietly, and just like Moga Ram says Yisrael can sit, not all of us apply, and it could be also that's the reason why the Indom call Ram does not apply to Yisrael, because not all of us of the Kohen apply to Yisrael. Only the Kabbalah of Rachel applies to a Yisrael. Another thing, the Pesach Miskos, you say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy when the Kohen said the word of Hashem's name. So the Ben Ishchai brings down Avad Yishuv, Be'im Hashanis, Bechenoi, that's what down in the Be'im Yosef, Bechotosh, the Kavachayim, Be'im brings down. They bring down this Indian, they should say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy. The Maestro, I think in the Yeshiva, people did not say it. It's written down that way in the Cycle Hall, that way in Osh Sebeinu, should not say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy. In Sheilas Rav, Chakvi Yashki said not to, but Moshe said not to. The Rebbe Sefer, the Chalik Aleph, he said the minik being Ashkenaz is also not say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy. The Maestro to do an Ashkenaz with each one of his minik, but the Maestro what the person do say, if you do say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy, you say Balatash. The Vashmul, the Shuvah, the behavior brings down, that if you say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy, you should not get involved with the schedule of anyone at different Hawking, and rather you should not say Bekol Yom, you should say Balatash. Even though you always see, always one or two people in Yeshiva, they say Bekol Yom, before the son of Shnat, you have to follow the minik of the Mokum, it's always Bekol Yom, and you should not, even a Tzvadi shouldn't do it that way. Another day, a person must say, he walks into a Beit Medrash, and the same Beit Koinim, before the Beit Koinim started. And the back starts. Now, can you walk out? Well, not yet, say to us. You've already heard Bereshit Koyimim. So if you walk out of the middle, you can get a half of the shayla of Bab Sigra and the Matan Mitzvah. Bab Sigra, you only know half of Bracha. But let's say you can say for the whole entire thing. Do you have to say for the whole thing? The Bereshit Koyimim, what happened to the Kavachayim? They said, Maitre, you have to say for the whole entire thing. One, the Maitre is Bracha. Bracha is telling the Koyimim to give you Bracha. The Maitre puts the Shul Stem. And the Licha Shoyimim, and the Shabbat Zalman says that only when in Akhma Batal, Toyo Durabim. Then he has to say, Vata Durabim, Vata Kalim. So if not, the Vata person should say, it's Bracha that Hashem told the Koyimim to give Koyimim Shalom. The Makor HaChaim says if you leave, if the Moshul, like the Lotha is by a Kaptor that's open, it's also Lotha, who it is, no Griffith Koyne, the person who walks out, the design is also Lotha, also doing Griffith Koyne. Rabbi Lotha, after Griffith Koyne, is in Simon Koflamit, over there, go down, that we say Adi Bamaroi, which is moving down, Bataz, and the Tehaz, the Kainim, say the word Adi Bamaroi, the princes and every sitter. Now what's the saying? It seems people say right after Griffith Koyne. Look at the Shabur and the Taz, you should not say that after Koinim. You should say it when you start saying the Taib Mahoyd of Lavav. When you start with Taib Mahoyd of no, by Taib Mahoyd the end of Tim Shom, the Taib Mahoyd you start saying Ad Mahoyd, and it sounds like you should finish off saying you Ad Mahoyd when the Shah said the Lavav, Am Yisrael Bash Shalom, and then Kfai Yisrael says, Omen, the Omen, Sight, the Tim Shom, and Sight, the Yibrok of Ad Mahoyd.
You can tell them.
I have to say Adam Amorim on Shabbos and I'm not sure, I look around and see anyone talk about it. I see some people don't, obviously shouldn't say any Bakash on Shabbos. Some people don't know, some people do say it. Some people are going to find anyone to talk about it. Finally, the second one I mentioned is first the ending of Duchan, Esai Shaykh to Levim, because it's a Shia upon the platform, Esai Shaykh to Levim, because that's where they might have earlier to a Duchan on the Esai Shaykh platform. Some say, that's Bitzim and Mokko, that a person should be able onto a platform, that's why then you see why they either go onto the steps that are Kodesh, or they go onto the Banakosh of the Energy's little platform, and some say even the carpet's going off. If there's a Pigal Pam in Israel, the Eretz Koinim is Machlokes, we show them in Palestine, nice the Chavetz Koinim, the Moshe Kol Allah, and Abad is a Pigal Pam in Israel, to hear the Rock, is negate Israel, first of all, it's awesome to say Berchus Koinim to the Rocha, he has to, the Moshe says, the Omen is the Maitre Ma'akim, and he has to say Omni. The Mil Shmur says on Shmur, so he does not say Omni. However, the Mil Kriya Shema, he does say Omni. And before the Shalom, also the place in Vikas said he do say Omni, even though they are focused. And before the Kainan Sar, Islami also did, he do say Omni. The Dinah of the Sakhlis, the person also the Sakhlis, the Man Ruba, Elva, the Man Kotzer, the Vinik is also not to. Therefore, we have Vinik cover itself with the Talos, not to have a son of the Sakhlis. Now, the Dinah of Hesach Abbas is you not allowed to, therefore, you cannot learn, you cannot daven during the Rockets, and therefore, if you do have to ask that, it's my asking point of view, without the mitzvahs, I say, of Bechus Koinim. Knowledge is upon the opponent, face to face, that if you are an oinus, might you get the Rockets put upon you. If you're not an oinus, it's my asking. Therefore, is the image upon the Mamish, or Shlomo says there is, seems to be among the places you don't knock it down the way, and the minute you make it. If also, the Rockets, you cannot be mastic with a wall of barrel, however, he might, so from time you still have to see the coin in front of him. Therefore, being as a notion before you now, kind of missing the matter of this, I say, say Baruch Hu Shemai, people of Shem Halkim, and of Adi Gemara, this will bring down many, because there are those who like to say it during Sim Shalom. Now, during this coin, and after the coin comes down, he puts lawyers, the minute is to say Yasher, or Yasher Koyak. If you go down that way, it's Mishnah Brua, it's Khan Samach, say Yasher, the Matan Frank, and the Rosh Hashanah, bring down Yasher Koyak. When you look in the Kavachayim, I think even the Rabbi Yosef being down say Kazak Baruch, like his father say, they have an innocent approach to thank you for the claim. They sold, but not that way. Now, it is brought down one reason, couldn't find the original safer from Makar Bracha, but this gave Chuba being down from Makar Bracha, the reason why they thought he was not the Yashikara, because the Beis Yosef already gave him the Yashikara. Beis Yosef, the end of the Simon Kuf Tal Kes, on the day he says, bring down my Machloikis, we say Bichas Koinim every day, or Dachar Yonsim, and bring down Yashikara, Chakam Shul, Bnei Yosef Yisrael, since the Beis Yosef, it says Yashikara, straight. Now, it's going down to say Makar Bracha from the Shein Nizik Yishlai. turns out Hamasha was a bit to come out safer, slice it to get you and move you down that way. But actually a light it puts out, we do give you a and again go down by the time of Chosun.
Only I'm saying the Bambi was showing me, I think it's a mix on a corner of two, so it's a mix on a coin.
I don't think that's in a coin. Oh, did he catch it? Why is it a square?
No,
I'm not sure. Still give me a thank you, but I'm giving a bracha for something that you have to do. So my thought is, but I must take out of this, and the Rishash and Shri is quite valid, the Shri says, yeah, Ekhlami. Even things people have to do, the Maitre, they give you, you get a bracha out of it, even whether you have to get a bracha into your eyes, and other kids right, who cares? So if you're getting a bracha out of it, so if you're getting a chiba kosh in place, they have to, and they don't forget a very well, give them a tzav face for the shkot out of it, and so if you're we say Yashukarek, for it, and I said why? Because your person should say thank you, whether another person has to do it or not. Back to the circle, we have coins, but the doctor will be in with this one.